Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you as you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We decree and declare victory and breakthrough. We decree and declare that we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare we are victorious over all the power of the enemy. We decree and declare that we are delivered from every power of darkness. We decree and declare that we are prosperous. We decree and declare that we are the royal priesthood. We decree and declare that we are the holy nation. We decree and declare we are the royal priesthood. We decree and declare that we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do we stand in the way of the sinner, nor do we sit in the seat of the scornful, but our delight is in the law of the Lord. In your law, Lord, we meditate day and night, and we are like trees planted by the rivers of water. We bring forth our fruit now in this season. Also, our leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever we do it shall prosper. We decree and declare that we are protected. We decree and declare that the works of our hands are blessed. We decree and declare that we are the head and not the tail. We are above only and not beneath. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment is already condemned. We decree and declare that all the power of the enemy is defeated, and we decree and declare that every generational curse is broken over our lives. People of God, we shall open up the recording and open up the line, and let's pray over in our heavenly prayer language. Prophetess Tiana.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for giving us life. We thank you for giving us another day to wake up and just come to your feet, Lord, with another prayer. God, we thank you for our families. We thank you for our family's health. God, we thank you for our places of work. We thank you for, most of all, our places of worship. We thank you for the ability to come together and pray together before you, Lord. We thank you for the healing that shall go forth for those who need to be healed. God, we even thank you for what you're doing in our neighborhoods. We thank you for what you're doing in our country. God, move among us, God. Show us where you're moving among us already, God. Open our eyes and our hearts to be able to understand the move of God that you're bringing us through, that you're bringing us to, Father. God, we ask you to guide our steps through uncommon paths. God, we ask you to guide our feet as we go through uncharted territory. God, we ask you to also guard our tongues as we begin to negotiate and create miracles for others as well as ourselves. God, we ask for your uncommon favor, mercy, and grace rest upon us. God, we ask that you allow us to be your instruments, Father. God, move through us this weekend. Guide us, keep us in our travels. God, keep our homes, keep our houses. God, keep our businesses. God, keep our children who are going in and out of school. God, may their minds be focused on the work that you have set before them. May they be thinking clearer and clearer, and may their hearts and minds rest on you, Father. Give them the will. Give them the taste to chase after you, O God. Give them the taste to pray to you, O God, to seek your face, O God, in this very hour. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Prophetess Danielle.
God, I thank you for this day. God, I thank you for all the young people on the call, God, that you touch our hearts. God, I thank you for ears that you gave us to hear and listen to your word. God, I thank you for our parents even now, God, that you have placed them over our lives to lead us and guide us, God. God, I thank you for school, that you have anointed our teachers to teach us so that we may succeed in life. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, Prophet Daniel Watkins.
Father God, I just thank you for another day. I thank you for everyone being in their right mind at the right time and the right season, Father. We just thank you for everything. We thank you for all the failures. We thank you for all the presence that we are knowing to be coming to the own that we're going to be coming to. And Father, I just thank you for everyone's motivation, together, teamwork, for all being motivated to come on the call. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Prophetess J.L. Clark. You're probably on mute, Prophetess J.L. Clark. All right, moving on, Prophetess Cherie Davis.
Lord, we give you praise, honor, and glory. Father God, we thank you for yet another day, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for the breath in our lungs, Lord God. We thank you for the strength in our bodies, Father God. Lord God, we ask that you touch everyone on this call, Lord God. Father God, heal them, Lord God. Bring awareness to them, Lord God. We thank you for their strength, Lord God, in this season, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for your divine favor and blessings in this season, Lord God. Continue to work in and through us, Lord God. Touch the nations, Lord God. Unite the people, Lord God. We thank you for the unity, Lord God, that shall go forth in this season.
All right, Prophetess J.L. Clark. Try that passcode to take yourself off mute. Is Chloe Crooks on the line?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead.
Thank you all for my family, my friends, my school, the church, amen.
All right, amen. Is Prophet Ashana going to come on?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for another day at school, and thank you for letting us learn. Thank you for giving us the interns and the jobs that we have now. And thank you for everybody who's providing a roof over our heads and the clothes we wear. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Little Prophetess Jordan Faith Robinson.
I thank you, God, that we will have a great day. And I thank you, God, we can wear the same clothes as we do. And so in Jesus' name, amen.
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 Prophetess Bethany, are you?
Am I on?
Oh, Prophetess JL, thank you. Okay, great. Go ahead.
Okay, Lord God, I just want, please bless over all of our families as we are going through the time of transitioning. Lord God, bless over even the older prophets as well as the younger prophets as we are going through the season of testing. God, our limits. God is testing our power and our skills in this season, and he's using us for better and to influence us in the future, Lord God. Just watch over everyone as we are moving into different and bigger and better positions in our life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Prophetess Bethany, our honorary young person. All right, moving on. Prophetess Darlene Gray, it's back to you.
Amen, amen, amen. Wonderful. Thank you, fledglings, for being on the court. Just want to encourage you to continue keeping on, keeping on. Amen. For men ought to always pray and not faint. Amen. Bless you. All right, we're going to have the adults come on in, rather our more mature prophets. Amen. We're going to start off with Prophetess Yolanda, Prophetess Olympia, Prophetess Olivia, Prophetess Sharnita, Prophetess Joyce, and Prophetess Bethany, and myself. Amen. Prophetess Yolanda.
Oh, Father God, thank you for this night. Thank you for this night. And thank you, Lord, for your mercy and goodness. Thank you, Lord, for Archbishop Pastor Jordan. Thank you, Lord, for the presence of this, of the United States. Thank you for the person. Thank you for putting him there for a purpose. Thank you, Lord, for giving him wisdom and guidance, for he don't know how to run a country. So you put him there for a reason. Thank you for that. Thank you, Lord, for giving us strength. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for watching over the elderly. Thank you, Lord, for my two wonderful parents. Thank you for touching the minds of the elderly. Thank you, Lord, for his protection. Thank you for the children who are in school. Thank you for putting his protection over them. Thank you, Lord, for any healing that we need. Thank you for touching us from the crown of the head to our toes. Thank you, Lord, for prosperity. Thank you for cancellation. Thank you for finding. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and love. And thank you for correction. Oh, yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your healing my bones. And thank you for the surgery. Oh, yes, God. I thank you for the surgery in my mom. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for the prophets and for globalizing the prophets. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I give you the praise and the honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Father God, we just thank you for another day to come into your presence. Father, we thank you for this prayer line and that we are all of one accord. Father, we know that this is a day that the Lord has made, and we are so grateful and will always be glad in it. Father, we thank you for our leadership, Archbishop Ebenar Jordan, leading lady pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Father, we thank you for Mother Mary Jordan and Mother Mary Barrion. We thank you for the legacy, Father, of every family member that's on this line. Father, we thank you for the pastors. We thank you for the evangelists. We thank you for the teachers. We thank you for the deacons and the deaconesses, Father. We thank you for the ministers, Father. We thank you for the adjutants. We thank you for poem. We thank you for prophecology. Father, we thank you for the revival that is soon fastly approaching us, Father. We thank you for Master Prophet Primpe and Prophet Daniel Amatain. Father, we thank you for healing and strength. We thank you for covering family in this season, Father. We thank you for family legacy and our children. Father, we thank you for the healing and strength of all the survivors of the different states and countries, Father. We thank you for the armed forces of men and women that serve in our country and protecting our country from the Navy, Air Force, Army, Marines. Father, protect and keep their families at perfect peace, knowing that you are covering them as well, Lord, and keeping them in strength and keeping them uplifted in faith and spirit, Lord. We thank you for the homelessness, Lord. Cover them, Father. We thank you for the sick and shut-in. We thank you for the continuous healing of Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Prophetess Aisha Cooper, Minister Stephen Bostick, for Prophetess Naomi Jordan, Father, I thank you for the continued healing of my left foot, and I thank you for healing my twin sister. We just thank you for life, and I love you unconditionally. In Jesus' almighty name, amen and amen.
Father God, just thank you this morning for healing. I thank you for wisdom and clarity. Thank you for new beginnings. Thank you for new contracts and new business opportunities. Thank you for creativity. I thank you for Mother Jordan and Mother Austin and Mother Barian. Thank you for all the women worldwide, all the mothers worldwide. I thank you for all the prophets and the prophetesses on this line. Continue to bless each and every one of the house of our households. I thank you for the fledglings that came on tonight and continue to bless them and keep them and protect them. I thank you for all the children worldwide. I thank you for your word, the Bible, and I thank you for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan, for their faithfulness in serving you and teaching us how to serve you, Lord. And I thank you for the prophetic and the globalizing, being a part of the globalization of the prophetic worldwide. Thank you for all the archbishops and bishops and pastors and apostles and all the prophets and prophetess and all the teachers and deacons and the archdeaconess. Thank you for everyone. I thank you for a fresh wind of peace in each and every one of our households. And I give you the praise, honor, and glory. Love you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. The effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And, Lord, I want to say thank you for the prayer that came out of the mouths of the fledglings as they continue to lead and as you continue to lead in their lives. Lord, I thank you for showing us your ways and for teaching us your paths as you lead us in your truth and order our footsteps in this season. May integrity and uprightness preserve us as we wait on you, O Lord. O Lord, I thank you for our leaders, Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Lord, I thank you for their sons and daughters. And Lord, I thank you for the generations that are not yet here, but shall come forth and represent your kingdom to the fullest. For it is your kingdom that rules and reigns. And Lord, as you continue to prevail in the lives of each and every person on this line, I want to say thank you for being who you are and for what you do in each and every one of our lives. And it is in Jesus' precious name that we pray and we say amen and amen.
Father God, I give you all honor and praise and glory, God. We thank you, God, because truly you is and always will be, O God. And without you, O God, we are nothing, God. Thank you, God, because you are the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and Almighty God. And we give you our honor and praise, O God. O God, thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and our leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, O God. O God, thank you, God, for this privilege for us to pray here on this prayer cry call, O God. And thank you, God, for everyone on the line, dear Lord. O God, thank you, God, for all your leaders all over the world and all over your churches, God. Thank you, God, for giving them direction and their lives in the lives of your people, O God. And God, thank you, God, for helping them to accomplish, God, your plan and proclaim your name in all the earth, O God. O God, thank you, God, for the right divine relationships, O God. And thank you, Lord, for relationship healing. O God, thank you, God, for continuing to keep your marriage strong and holy and deathless, O God. O God, thank you, Lord, O God, for our lips to praise, God. And thank you, God, for our thoughts is to pray, God. And thank you, God, for mentoring our nations with our wings of love, God. God, thank you, God, that liberty and righteousness is our crown of pride, O God. And God, thank you, God, for protecting us by your might, great King. O God, thank you, God, for your wings of the morning bears us away from darkness and fear, God, and bring us light and bless hope, God. God, thank you, Lord, for ordering our step, O God. Thank you, God, for creativity, O God. Thank you, God, for strength, dear Lord. Oh, God, thank you, God, for granting all those that had devastation in their lives, oh, God, and affected by the storm, God. Thank you, God, for giving them hope, God, being a hope, God. And thank you, God, for granting them unshakable peace, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies, Jesus. Thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea, oh, God. And thank you, God, for guiding us and keeping us safe wherever we may be, God. And thank you, Lord, for keeping our minds and of your presence and of your love, oh, God. And thank you, God, for bringing us back home safe and sound, God. Thank you, God, of these things, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, God, for preparation, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, God, for letting your light of your presence shine through us and influence others to follow you, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, for all truth and your mercy, God. Dwell richly in our hearts, dear Lord. Oh, God, thank you, God, for debt cancellation, oh, God. Thank you, God, for bills paid in full, God. God, thank you, God, for giving us a clear way, oh, Lord. Thank you, God, for giving us the eyes to see and the ears to hear what your Spirit is saying, God. Oh, God, thank you, God, that our divine image is made to walk the earth in joy, God. Thank you, Lord, oh, God, for whatever befalls us, you is at hand, Jesus, oh, God. And thank you, God, for directing our minds towards your commands, God. And thank you, God, for making a clear way for us, oh, Lord. Thank you, God, for making us patient to do thy will this day, this new day that you have given us, oh, God. And thank you, God, for helping us to rise and follow thee, God, for joyful and with joyful and willing hearts, dear Lord. Thank you, God, for keeping us away from jealousy and rudeness, Lord. And thank you, God, for keeping us patient and kind, Lord. Thank you, God, for helping us to be responsive to thy will, Jesus. And thank you, God, for letting us be an overcomer, God, and giving us strength to overcome temptation in this life, oh, God. Thank you, God, for your hedge of protection, oh, God, over us, over our children, and all our loved ones around us, oh, God. And thank you, Lord, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, oh, God. Because when you arise, oh, God, the enemy scatters, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, in your precious, mighty, and masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Bethany. Prophetess Bethany. Amen. And Father, we bless you for your power and your glory. We thank you, Lord, that you've delivered us from all of the power of the enemy. You've delivered our enemies into our hands, and we give you the tithe of everything that comes into our hands. We thank you, Lord God, that you restore to every man into his sack and give him provision for his way. We thank you, Lord God, that you shoot your arrow of deliverance and there's breakthrough on the horizon for every person on this call tonight. We thank you, Lord God, that in you is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and earth is thine, and thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted above all. We sing glory unto you, Lord God, and because you've done marvelous things, amen, and in your right hand and your holy arm, you've gotten and wrought a great victory for your people. We thank you, Lord, that you set a hedge of protection around us even now. We thank you, Lord God, that we have safe passage as we walk and we crush the snakes and the scorpions and protection from every assault of the enemy. And we thank you, Lord, that no one can put a hand upon us and all the same. The great triumph is not in our authority over the evil, but in your hands, Lord God, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. And we pull down every stronghold of the enemy. We pull down every stronghold of jealousy. We pull down every stronghold of every seducing spirit, manipulative spirit, controlling spirit, witchcraft spirit. We pull down every stronghold and we curse every root of bitterness and darkness. Every negative prayer prayed against your people is rerouted and sent back to the sender. For when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Holy Spirit lifts up a standard against him. We thank you when the enemy comes in one way, he flee seven ways. We thank you, Lord God, for our Archbishop and our Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. And we thank you, Lord God, that they are covered by your blood. We thank you, Lord, that everything that concerns them is blessed and protected. We thank you, Lord God, that every trap and pitfall of the enemy is dispelled and uncovered. Every snare, every trap, every manipulation is exposed. Eshakaraba, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over the ministry of Zoe and the prophetic order. We plead the blood of Jesus over everyone on this call, in every home and every family that is represented. We plead the blood of Jesus over the children, over the fledglings, divine protection, even those that are on college campuses. We plead the blood of Jesus over them and decree and declare that a wall of fire, impenetrable wall of fire, is all about them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for our elders being healed from the top of their heads to the tip of their toes, God. Dementia and Alzheimer's have no place, for our elders have the mind of Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus over civil unrest and corruption in the White House. We plead the blood of Jesus over all of the corruption in armed forces, amen, and police forces. We plead the blood of Jesus over our social justice system and our social systems, and we protect our elderly and our vulnerable. We decree and declare provision for the poor, provision for the aged, provision, amen, for the disabled. Lord God, your divine provision. We dispatch your angels throughout the Caribbean. We dispatch your angels, Lord God, amen, against all of the works of darkness, amen. All of the works of darkness are dispelled in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for deliverance. We thank you for breakthrough. We call every need met. We call every bill paid. We bless our pastors and our prophets, amen, those that you've raised up and dispatched throughout the various regions of this world, and we decree and declare protection for them and every need met, every bill paid. We bless every church that's represented on this call. Lord God, let your glory be revealed in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way in our churches. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. And we give you the honor, and we give you the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. All right, people of God, we thank you for being with us. Amen. And we want you, if you are being blessed by this call, sow a seed of gratitude, sow a seed of thanksgiving, sow into this anointing. Amen. Seal the deal. Amen. Let your seed be your amen. Amen. And we thank you, and we just want you to join us at 9 a.m. Amen. For the teachings with Archbishop. Amen. And we want to invite you to the Pop Life Radio at 12 noon, and also again at 8 p.m. with Prophet Joshua. Amen. And then back at 12 midnight for the midnight cry. And I guarantee if you bring someone on this call that you know is going through, amen, that need a blessing, that need a breakthrough, amen, when you open the door for someone else's deliverance, you open the floodgates for your own deliverance. Amen. Testify on your Facebook. Post the phone number on your page. Tell someone that the prophets are praying. God bless you and have a good day.